Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address two situations involving bosses. We love to talk about bosses. Good and bad, we're equal on...
opportunity employers.
Right. Our first question comes from an employee whose boss just won't make decisions and seems checked out.
Oh, that is always tough.
It's really tough.
Boss is there, but not there.
And our second question concerns a very different scenario where an employee develops a crush on her boss.
Ooh. I've done that before.
You've had crushes? Who?
I'm not going
to say.
We have to wait till we get to the question.
I've had the opposite of a disdain for a lot of my bosses. Not a crush. Although we certainly have seen this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have.
And we've talked about our crushes, not of bosses, but of individuals.
Well, I mean, we're alive. we're going to have fantasies. We're going to have
that
crushes.
That halal guy on the corner.
Wasn't there someone, the repairman that really do it for us.
That, right, that leaned down and his pants went really low. I brought all the girls in to check that out. Yeah, made our day.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just go to our first question, Logan.
I've been working for the prevention division of a health department for 5 years, and I really like my job. However, something strange has been happening over the last year. My boss seems to have checked out. She simply will not make decisions. She doesn't answer emails, she doesn't sign off on projects, and she rarely meets with us. If I go to her with any new ideas, she says they are not viable. If I ask for input on a proposal, she says she'll get back to me, then never does. I feel stuck and very frustrated. I've asked my colleagues for help, and they have the same problem with this person. What should I do?
And this is terrible.
Yeah.
I wonder who has oversight over this checked out boss.
Yeah. Is that who you would go to, Kathy?
Well, if they had...
They'd have to go as a group, perhaps.
I think they do have to go as a group or go to HR, but, you know, and so many times you can't do that because they're not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not a good situation. I don't know whether this boss is going through something, maybe health issues, or maybe their personal life is falling apart. In a way, it doesn't matter, and I don't know how long this has been going on. If you are stuck and you can't move anything forward, that's a tough situation. Maybe you can get... transfer to another department, or maybe you can just find a better job.
Basically anywhere but there, you're saying.
Well, how long has this been going on and how long...
For the last year.
Can it? How long can it sustain itself? I mean, eventually this has got to change.
Yeah.
So how do you get it to change? I mean, I think there's only a certain amount of things you can do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think actually you're pointing to a good... first step, which is to kind of look at the overall structure and whether this person is protected by the higher-ups or whether that they may be held accountable by the higher-ups, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if that's true, if they're not protected, then you have some leverage in terms of perhaps collecting your colleagues and voicing some kind of concern.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, I think if it's gone on for a year and nobody's noticed it, there's a problem. You know, there's a problem there. Maybe this
You're not doing a lot of preventing of diseases in this division.
Well, they're obviously protected. Maybe they're a sacred cow.
Yeah.
And they're not going anywhere, and they're also not going to let anything happen.
Right.
Sounds really lazy.
Yeah. We have a name for this kind of boss, don't we? The absentee, we call it.
Absentee sacred cow.
Yeah.
Those are two tags.
Sacred cow.
You don't want either one.
So the absentee, just to be clear, is someone who is physically there but not there. They're just not tuned into their job. They tend to have a sort of... foggy look in their eyes, right? They may be trading stocks during the day or just never at their desk or in some way missing.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that, but I also hear sacred cow, and I'll give a definition of a sacred cow is somebody who has been promoted beyond their effectiveness and is there installed in that position for some reason that you'll never know.
Right.
Either they
but they're protected.
They're protected. They have information, or they're married to somebody, or they're a sister-in-law, or they're somebody. Yeah. There's a reason why they are protected.
Yeah.
And it's usually not good. That's why they're protected.
Yeah.
I just don't see how, if you're somebody who really likes to get things done, how you can work in this situation. If you're somebody who, you know, you phone in your work, you know, it's just a day's worth of work and you go home, maybe you can deal with that. Somebody like me could not.
No, this is extremely stressful.
Really extreme. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this kind of thing wears on your nerves over time, right?
I think it's terrible. I think what you have to do for yourself is just put some feelers out there in your professional world and see if there's opportunities. Sometimes you don't know till you put out the feelers, and there, you know, someone else may value you and what you can bring, and it would be a better situation.
Well, I think you have to start actually by accepting that this is the situation you're in, that if it's been going on for a year, the chances of it changing are not very high.
Right.
And, you know, we always talk about that acceptance. Like, you, it sounds like what the natural inclination to do in these situations is to push harder and work harder and try more ways to get through to this person. Right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure people are feeling that maybe it's them. And they've done something wrong.
Exactly.
Their projects are not interesting.
They aren't interesting.
Right. Yeah. And then what happens is you start to feel bad about yourself, so you don't think you're valuable on the market.
Right.
So the quicker you put your feelers out there and see your value, the better.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because neglect can be more detrimental than actual abuse of a person.
Interesting.
I mean, they've done studies of this for children. Neglected children have severe problems growing and developing. And so if you think about that in work, you literally can feel as if you're wasting away if you don't get any attention and you're not getting any guidance and nothing is happening.
Wow. Mm. Oh, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this does not sound like a good situation, so...
I say leave with your colleagues and start your own division.
Wow. Well, I mean...
that's not a bad idea.
I mean, I would imagine also that people are waiting for somebody to see it or to do something.
Right.
Like, how can this be?
Right. But somehow there's something
else.
But
it does happen.
It does happen, and sometimes it can be helpful to understand what are the underpinnings. Why is this going on? Not that that changes anything, but at least it gives you a reason behind what you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying it sounds like the general idea is just get busy looking for your next opportunity because this isn't getting any better and you don't want to, you have to push through your own feelings perhaps of low confidence or low value because of the neglect you're experiencing and still get out there and look for opportunities.
I mean, I can almost guarantee you that anyone who's really good has already left.
Right.
And so what's going to happen is the good people are going to go, and what you're going to be left with are colleagues that are
happy with this.
Well,
coasters.
Yeah,
the coasters.
Exactly. That's what you're going to be stuck with. And if you're not a coaster, I'd move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't leave a job because of the work. They leave because of the people.
Yeah.
They leave because of a bad boss. And this is a case.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point of a bad boss.
All right, so net, what we're saying to you is you...
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Get out. Ci vediamo. We'll see you another time. Look
get
for
out.
Better opportunities. Get out, get out, get out. You may have to do a lot of, a little or some self-confidence building because this has been detrimental probably to your confidence. But get out there and network and see what your next opportunity is.
Yeah.
And it's not about you. That's the most important thing
internally.
Oh, it's
so hard.
Yeah, it's not about you.
It's so hard not to take this personally. And I bet this person counts on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, don't they all?
Oh, do they?
But many manipulative bosses or narcissistic bosses attract, you know, people who are overly responsible for their jobs and feel overly responsible for what happens in their departments and their divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, Kathy, they do count on it. Not consciously, but unconsciously. They do.
Well, they have to protect themselves from getting found out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they work really hard to push away the good people.
Yeah. So you're going to have to accept that you can't fix this situation. and then take actions to fix your own situation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of rhymed. I think that's the answer. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back with the employee that has a crush on their boss.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Well, welcome back. Logan, what's our next question?
I recently got a new job with a construction company coordinating work schedules on a number of sites. I really like my job, but I have a big problem. I have a crush on my supervisor. He's a super nice guy who always expresses concern about the other workers. He's already given me a raise, and he always asks me how I'm doing. Recently, I had car trouble, and he offered to help out by loaning me a company car. He has also told me that he does not mix business with pleasure. He considers office relationships to be a big mistake. I go to work excited to see him, but I also feel disappointed at the end of the day because nothing can happen romantically between us. How do I manage this situation?
I feel so bad.
Ooh, I know. Unrequited love.
Oh, that's hard.
It's very hard. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the best way to handle this, I think, is to look for some love outside of the office. You know, I think if you had somebody who was reciprocal, somebody who maybe was available, who was looking for something, that would help. I don't know that it would take the whole charm away. You probably are very charmed by this person, but I think you have to look for your love outside. Waiting for this to happen is not good.
No, I think, I think you have to do a couple things because you're going to still have to deal, you know, crushes are very visceral experiences, aren't they? In that you see the person and you feel a flush of energy and maybe you get butterflies in your stomach.
Oh, Catherine's been through this.
You can't look them straight in the face and you can barely talk. It's horrible. Yeah, it is. It's very intimidating, actually. And so there's some self-management that you have to do on a day-to-day basis just to deal with the situation.
Yeah, I'm sure she does her hair in the morning, too, and wears a lot of makeup and put a new wardrobe. Yeah, it's not helping.
No, so lots of exercise, I would say.
But then she'll only look better. No, I think you have to start dating outside of the office.
Get busy.
Well, just because this can't be a reality for now.
Yeah.
And maybe if you were to become unavailable, you know, the luster would leave, but also you would you'd have more going on in your life.
So you're sort of saying just act yourself into right thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is a good idea. I think the other thing. No, I agree. I actually
think the other route would be to stalk him. That would be the creepy
right outside
route
his
with
home.
The company
well,
car.
Then she must.
Yeah,
I mean, then she might find things that she doesn't like. Them that could be helpful.
That could be helpful.
To see him picking his nose, or
oh man.
Well, actually, see, that's such an interesting point because crushes are all about idealizing someone.
Right.
It's good to see them not so attractive sides of them.
Right.
But that takes a while. This whole thing is a process. And Kathy, you and I were talking about this earlier, that to move through a crush takes some time. It doesn't just, you can't just snap your fingers and get over it.
What is a crush anyway? Why does that even happen?
I think it's basically a hormonal charge that happens in the presence of a certain someone. You know,
I think it's tribal. I just think we're animals and in the kingdom, in the human kingdom, and we just...
In the jungle.
Yeah, it just happens. Well, I mean, look, he obviously does sound terrific, right?
Yeah.
He's really, she likes
him. Right. Well, and when you're new at a job, it's a construction company, there are a lot of other men around, she probably wants to feel protected,
hey,
she probably likes it that he's a nice guy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but maybe he has a brother.
Maybe who doesn't work at the construction company.
Or maybe he has really good friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, that never works.
It doesn't?
No. Have you ever had a crush on someone and then had a crush, been able to channel that to the friend?
He's probably the attractive brother. He'll set
other brother's a dork.
The dopey, hey, I'm so-and-so's brother.
Well, the other thing is that there's something about when you are so charged regarding a person, everything they say and do is endowed with a certain beauty. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's very hard to just switch that. I'm in total agreement with you, Kathy, that it is important to get busy socially outside of the workplace mm-hmm. because you need some kind of diversion from this. Mm-hmm. And still, this will be something that you have to manage. And we're both saying, by the way, do not act on this crush.
if it's not clear, let's make it
just
really clear.
Just want to make it perfectly clear. When you're infatuated, we do not want to know, like, for example, the fact that this person has let you know, I do not mix business with pleasure.
Yeah, why they'd say that.
Yeah, well, somehow it could have happened in a conversation about someone else who was interested in them. Mm-hmm. But when you hear that, if you're infatuated, you don't want to hear it. So you have to mm-hmm. kind of really look at the facts here, mm-hmm. even though you don't want to. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work out.
Yeah, but, you know, we also say that romance in the workplace is not always the best thing anyway.
Yeah.
And if you were to have a romantic relationship with him, he's the boss, and you could lose. Mm-hmm. So it would
lose your job.
Yeah, I mean, I think you really, I would dig and see who he really is. Dig around.
Go through his drawers when he's not at the office.
Go through his trash.
His fingerprints.
Grab his smartphone when he steps away. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding about that. I don't mean you should do that. I just think you have to get busy in your own life.
Get busy in mm-hmm. your own life.
That's a tip off that, you know, mm-hmm. you really want to have a relationship mm-hmm. and that's sort of the forbidden. It's, you know, you have to make believe. I don't know whether he's married or not, but you have to make believe he's taken.
Yeah.
Because essentially he is taken.
Isn't that also part of the allure and the charm, though, like the forbidden?
It is. Of course.
We want what we can't have.
Well, it's like having a crush on a teacher or a college professor or a movie star.
Yeah. Right.
They're a little out of reach. Mm-hmm. And he's a benevolent leader, right? So mm-hmm. then his wonderful is your wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Man, this has never happened to me. I've never been attracted to anyone I've worked for.
You've just had a lot of negative charges against people.
It's like, whoa, where did they find you?
It happened for me once in the Peace Corps. Uh-huh. And actually, it was sort of a teacher thing in that it was mm-hmm. the guy who was teaching us all about the culture of Ponape. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was just really, whatever, he rang my bells. And, uh-huh. you know, so I was really attracted to him. But I knew, first of all, I knew he was married. I also knew that he was actually available for dalliances, which would not have been good for my Peace Corps career.
Right.
So I had to do a lot. I just had to talk myself through it a lot. And I did get busy in terms of dating someone mm-hmm. locally. Mm-hmm. And I also, at one point, he kind of posed to me, you know, should something happen here? And I just said no. So I said, I don't want to hurt our, but I said, I don't want to hurt our professional relationship, which whether I believed it or not at the time, was really, I think, true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's true here, too, just as you're saying, that this person is your boss, is paying you the salary, helping you out in these ways. You don't want to hurt that.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's forbidden in general. I mean, it would not be a good idea. So, I mean, look around, get involved in...
Look around the construction sites.
Well, hopefully, there's probably a lot of other men there. But, you know, I always think having relationships at work is not always the best thing. That should evolve over a long period of time. But, you know, clearly she wants a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
so she's got to get busy to put herself out there.
Right. So we feel for you.
I do.
Yeah, we really understand your
pain. Don't let him know.
Don't let him know.
No.
Yeah.
Right?
He might already know if he made that comment.
He might. Yeah.
He might have picked up on some energy that she was giving off.
Have you made that kind of comment before, Logan? When you picked up that
us?
Kind of...
No. Think he has crushes on us? I don't think so.
No, if we thought we had crushes on him. I'm not talking about that, actually. Oh. I'm talking about, have you ever been at work and someone was interested in you and you just said, well, I don't really.
I actually have. Well, I have in school.
School, of course.
I have.
We don't
so
know
Logan
about
is,
this.
You're
everyone.
One of like
yes,
one man out of 20 women,
of 20, right?
Right,
which is, and one of the only, there's not a lot of straight men in massage therapy school. So I actually have had to say, no, I wouldn't date anybody in school. I don't mix.
There we go.
Business with
really?
Pleasure.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's somebody interested in you?
There were a couple, yes.
Was it? Did you say it before they expressed their interest? Like you just headed off at the pass?
One of them I could kind of, the energy was a little weird.
Yeah.
So I made the comment, like in a group setting.
Yeah.
And then the other, I think she had expressed to somebody else.
Yeah.
That she was interested.
Interested.
And then I had to talk to her one-on-one and kind of say.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, you know.
And then what did these women, obviously there's several, how do they handle you saying, you know, you're not going there?
Oh, they just kind of left it alone.
And that was
they
it.
Understood.
And then they got over it.
And
then
they
got
over
it.
They got over it.
All right. So this is another encouraging note in terms of don't go there with this guy, right? That probably if he's telling you he doesn't mix business with pleasure, excuse me, he's doing that in part to let you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's certainly not interested in you. I mean, whether or not he ever breaks that rule, we don't know. But he's not going to break it with her, he's saying.
Yeah.
And let it go. Absolutely let it go. And get active outside, and you may even become more attractive to him once you are in a relationship with somebody else.
Right. Therefore, if he decides to suspend his policy, you'll be taken.
By then, you won't care.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anything else to say on that, but, you know.
Use your friends for support is the other thing I would say while you're trying to navigate
this. I might even ask him to say, look, I'm starting to date now. If you know anyone, fix me up. No, you wouldn't do that? You don't like that idea?
I think that if you really have a strong crush, you don't want to say that because there's another part of you that's going to be hoping that he says, well, I'd date you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very hard, really, to see clearly when you're in this state.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
But certainly let him know if you are seeing someone that may help you.
Well, you know what you do. You put his picture up everywhere, and I'm going to pick you up with flowers. Like, you know, there's you want to make him jealous
hey,
at
I
that
just
point.
Just need you to do this thing for me, okay? At 3 o'clock.
Exactly.
Show up these tulips and some chocolate.
Not exactly.
And then give me a big kiss when you walk in. Call me darling, please. You can
and
pay
ask
someone.
Who's this guy
you
when
could,
you see my
you
boss.
Pay someone. It's like when you hire someone to go to a wedding.
Exactly. The office dater, $1,000 a pop. That's a good business.
That could
for
be a good business.
Good looking guy.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we got it. Don't go there.
Don't go there, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it for us for today. Tweet us your stories and advice about either absentee bosses or workplace crushes to AskK2. Vote for us on Podcast Land. What number are
I think
we now?
We're five.
I think we're in the top five, so keep voting.
Yeah,
thank
vote
you
for
so much.
My crazy office on Podcast Land. Review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And don't forget to send your wonderful questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.